Hey friend, I'm Ruth Jo Simons. Welcome to another episode of the Grace Lace Podcast. This season of the podcast, my co-host Eve Stipes and I are preaching truth to ourselves when we feel unmotivated because we are personally wrestling at the beginning of the new year and we figured we aren't the only ones, right? What do we do when we're feeling unmotivated, when there's some lethargy, when we're weary or discouraged? What do we say? What do we preach to ourselves? How do we take the next step? When you're thinking about goals, intentions, and rhythms, but feeling unmotivated to make anything concrete, how do you make decisions about what you're going to spend time on or invest your energy in? Let's consider this a little preach to ourselves coffee date, shall we? Okay, friends, so today's truth for when we're feeling unmotivated is that our days are numbered. That's the truth we're going to preach to ourselves. Listen to Psalm 90, verses 9 through 12. It reads, "For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." Friends, Psalm 90 is attributed to Moses, who lived 120 years. Moses doesn't speak of 70 or 80 years here formulaically, but rather to give perspective that there is a beginning and an end. I love that Moses says, "So teach us to number our days." You know what that tells me? It tells me that it's something that must be learned, that it doesn't just come naturally, that we have to learn it, that it has to be taught to us, that we don't just automatically have wisdom for how to live our days. We don't default to being purposeful, wise, and rightly motivated throughout our lives. We really must consider our days in the light of God's ways. We've got to learn about who He is and in turn gain a heart of wisdom while we're seeking to better steward our lives. You gain that wisdom by knowing who God is. That's how we can number our days and think through it. But what's the framework for knowing what to do and when to do it? How do we make choices about what we do and how we spend our time, money, and energy, especially when we're just lacking mojo or we're lacking pep in our step or it just feels all very hard. I don't know if it's the season I'm in or the age I'm at, which is currently at the time of this recording, 47, or just the settling into the reality that life is finite and our days are limited. You guys know I have my oldest man cub is graduating from college. And my youngest is going to be in middle school next year. So I just feel it more than ever. But right now, maybe more than any other time in my life, I'm finding myself thinking about ROI. And y'all know what that stands for, return on investment. If you're business-minded like I am, since I head up Grace Lace Co., you probably think about ROI as well. Maybe that's a term that you use more often if you're in business or if you think about things in terms of a return on your time. But the question of investment and return applies to really everyday moments of our lives, whether you're in business or not. I mean, something as trivial as I was thinking recently about how when I'm at the airport and I sometimes in certain seasons, I'm traveling quite a bit for speaking events and I'll be at a layover and I'll see a magazine at the airport and you know, they get you, right? There's the really yummy snacks and everything's at that little newsstand and there's all these magazines and you know, the magazines on those newsstands can cost somewhere around like $9 to $12. It's kind of crazy. And in usual circumstances, I just wouldn't even pick one up, but somehow on a layover, I can buy like the really overpriced, trail mix and I can buy the really overpriced, magazine off the newsstand. And the crazy thing is it takes about all of about 10 minutes to get what I want out of the magazine and it's over. Like I've done this a few times and every time I kick myself and I think, why did I pick that up? I literally spent like $8 or $9, sometimes $10 on something that seems like it would bring a lot of value, but I flip through it. I read everything. I look at all the images and the entertainment value is over. And now I really don't need to read it again. It's not something like it's not like a resource I'm going to keep on my shelf forever. It was just kind of fun for a moment and now it's over. And I basically throw it away before I even get to my destination. The ROI there isn't all that great. Now, obviously, sometimes you just pick something up for the entertainment value. Sometimes you just enjoy that moment. But those are the kind of questions I'm asking myself sometimes, like, why do I invest in something that doesn't last? I think about this question on time and investment almost daily in my home life as well. What rhythms, choices, and decisions will actually impact my children's lives, the culture of our home, my relationship with Troy? Does scheduled family time really matter? Is that the best way we can use our time? How important is it to sit down at dinner time every night? Or does it really matter? What about boundaries on screen time? These are questions that may be answered differently based on each of our values and what we want for our families and our homes. But how we sow is really going to determine what we reap in our investment. You can't choose everything and you can't make decisions on everything that always is the maximum return on your investment, but you can make choices that deliver the greatest return on your time and energy. And so day by day in my creative work, honestly, you know, I'm really having to think about this as well. I recognize that we get emails all the time about why whether Grace Lace can do wallpapers and cell phone cases. And there's so many ideas. And let me just tell you, as a creative myself, just know whatever you think up, I've probably already thought of it because I'm constantly buzzing with ideas all the time. I mean, you can't be an entrepreneur without being like somebody who's just always thinking about the next thing. And I'm always buzzing with ideas. And even like every time I want to write a book, I probably have 10 different kinds of books that I want to be doing all the time. And I never have enough time for everything, every project I want to do. I want to paint or create in every medium. I want to take weeks out just doing all sorts of creative things that I love. And there are products and products that I would love to create and release out into the world. And almost every day I have to ask myself the question, how can I do the most with what God's given me in time, energy in the season of life and in my creative giftings? When it comes to publishing, I am often having to ask myself, and those who work with me hear me say this all the time, like, if this is the last book I write, does this represent a project that fits the legacy I want to leave? I have to think about it that way, and I can't be super short-sighted because my time is so limited. My energy is so limited. I'm still a mama to 6 boys, and I have to be really thoughtful about what I invest my time in. And I don't mean to be so macabre about it and be like, what if I die? That's not really like what we want to spend our time thinking about. But really that point of view actually helps me rightly assess whether I should or shouldn't do something. And I think that's what Moses is doing here, even in Psalm 90, is kind of saying, help us number our days. Help us recognize that our days are finite and limited, that there is a beginning and end to our life on earth, and we need wisdom to know how to steward it well. Honestly, with things like, what should I produce? What should I create? When should I create it? How should I use my days? The thing I say all the time is really that just because you can doesn't mean you should. That's not always the wise way to approach stewardship. It's not that you just squeeze in as much as possible, but rather to really consider our days. And so I've been thinking about this topic, about how, what it means for us to number our days. And is it really to live in perpetual scarcity mentality? Is it like, oh my goodness, I don't have enough days, so carpe diem everything? And that's one way to look at it. But I don't think that's Moses' meaning here at all. I think Moses is praying and asking the Lord to teach him to number his days so that he might have a posture of humility, not discontent, not fear that he's going to miss out on everything, but a posture of humility to steward well, to consider who he is in the light of God's creation and the light of God's purpose and plan. He wants a heart of wisdom, and that's his motivation. So when we're talking about this honest and somewhat vulnerable season of me and Eve saying, what do we do when we lack motivation? And what are the causes? What's causing the lack of motivation? And I think if you haven't gone back and listened to the first couple of episodes, we start off by talking about the different reasons that cause us to have a lack of motivation. And so sometimes in this episode, I'm trying to maybe just unpack the fact that sometimes it's that we're not looking at how finite and how special and how purposeful it is that we've been given the days that we've been given, which is why one truth we can preach to ourselves when we lack motivation is that our days are numbered and we need to steward them well. So numbering our days or considering the finite gift of our lives here on earth teaches us to both live with courage and live with caution. It's really to simultaneously be constrained and carefree. Sometimes we just want that carefree part of it or the courageous part of it, but we don't live with the reality that we need to be good stewards and cautious with our days, or that we need to be constrained and mindful and not just squandering and carefree all the time. To recognize that the nature of our earthly days is limited and so futile as an end in themselves is really to consider our days as entrusted from the Lord. And when we think of our days as being entrusted in the Lord, it directly impacts the way we approach our everyday lives, don't you think? I know it does for me. How do we combat and address the lethargy or lack of motivation that can so often plague us? I think the Psalm of Moses is exactly a reminder for himself that God is God and we are not. He's reminding himself that God is the author and finisher of his faith, and that his days belong to him. Moses is telling himself that. And that the very work of our hands, as if you read through the end of Psalm 90, must be established by God's favor if it's going to last at all. So friends, the antidote to my lack of motivation is so often a big dose of reality that life is short and that I don't get to call all the shots on how, when, or where my life will have impact. I can only use each day wisely and steward what he's given. Okay, so let's get practical. How do I preach this truth to my own heart? How do we do that? Well, I remind my soul that God is the author of my story, that this isn't my story to write completely on my own, that it's not all up to me, and that I don't have the right to determine exactly the number of my days. No, he numbers my days. I need to preach to myself that because of Christ, I don't have to muster the fervor to live my life to the fullest in order to bring meaning to my life. No, I already have meaning and purpose in my life because I am a redeemed child of God. I don't need to look to a long, productive, fruitful life as the motivation to do something today. That's not the one thing that motivates me. It's not to make sure I live my days to the fullest and I make something huge of my life. No, I look to pleasing the giver of each day as the motivation when I lack the pep in my step to be motivated on my own. I must please him, not make the most of my life simply as the only goal. The impact and return on investment I'm longing for, that longing to motivate faithful living, won't ever truly come by way of accolades or financial gain or a trophy that says I've done something amazing. The true return is that God establishes the work of our hands and causes whatever we steward this day to be so much more than we could establish on our own. Do you see it? That's what we need to remind ourselves. That's what Moses reminded himself. Personal gain and fulfillment can motivate, absolutely, but it's so limited and it ends because we can't take any of this, not an accolade, not a treasure. We can't take it with us. So let's preach the truth to ourselves that when we find that our days are numbered, we're motivated to treasure what's already more than we deserve. Everything is a gift from the Lord. And so when he gives us this day, this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, the scriptures tell us. And when we consider that this is a day that he's given us, that we've been given breath, we're motivated to be faithful in him, not just be faithful to do something amazing with our lives. We don't have to find motivation there. We're motivated because he's given us something so much more than we deserve. Let me pray for us, friends. Lord, you know our hearts and you know how hard it is for us sometimes to feel as motivated as we ought to be. Sometimes we lack the energy and enthusiasm or the excitement to embrace the life you've given us. And for that, we confess, Father, we're so weak. We're sorry. We're so sorry for the ways in which I know I am just so often discontent with what you've already given me, or really indifferent to the gifts that you've already placed in my life. And sometimes I'm unmotivated or weary because I'm so overwhelmed, Lord. I'm so easily overwhelmed by how to run faster or go further or do better or do more. And Lord, we just confess that we need your help, not to be motivated because we got to make the most with our lives. But Lord, we just need to be motivated because you've given us the days of our lives. And so, Father, as we look at Psalm 90 and recognize that our days are numbered in you and you have determined all the days of our lives, that, Lord, I just pray for my friends here listening in, joining in this coffee date, this preach to yourself coffee date, that we might apply this truth, that we might remember when we're feeling weary, when we're feeling discouraged, when we feel unmotivated, that today is a gift and that all we're asked to do is to gain a heart of wisdom by looking to you, that we can be wise stewards of even this day, this next moment, the next 24 hours, simply if we turn to you and say, my life is yours. It's not mine. It's yours. You've numbered my days. Help me to use it wisely. Lord, help us when we're weak. Help us when we don't know what to do. Help us look to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Typically at the end of each podcast episode, we wrap up with these three questions. You know what they are. What's the gospel truth? Why does it matter? And what's one small thing we can do to apply that truth to our lives? In this Preach to Yourself season, it's pretty clear. The gospel truth is continually that we'll find everything we need to fight for truth in God's word. That's why we're preaching it to ourselves. And it matters because he didn't leave us without answers or hope. He didn't leave us so that we have to turn to other sources. No, we can turn to the message of God's word, or the truth that transforms our hearts. And the one small step we're taking, and we'd encourage you to do this too, is to meditate on the truth of today's episode. Not my words, not the wisdom that I bring, but the truth of God's word and how we can apply it to our lives. We're so grateful that you took the time to listen to today's episode. If you're enjoying this season about preaching truth to yourself when you feel unmotivated, we'd be so honored if you'd leave a review to help other people find the podcast. It really does help, and we love reading your thoughts. Share this episode, share the whole season, this podcast, with your friends and family. We'd so appreciate it. Thank you for supporting the Grace Lace podcast.